Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Colleen Wolf for the NFL Network. Colleen, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm good.
You know, how are you holding up with the quarantine there, Colleen, and in this situation?
Well, I live in a two-bedroom apartment, and so I've been doing all of the shows from one of the bedrooms, and I've just been doing a ton of puzzles. Also, we don't have air conditioning, and I live in L.A., and it's been pretty hot, so I get a lot of people asking me if it's windy in my apartment because I have a series of fans that are just pointed at me during the shows, and I'm not trying to be Beyonce, I swear, but it's really the only thing I can do right now.
We got like a winter day here in Cleveland. I mean, it's like 20 degrees here with the wind chill.
Yeah, that's what your producer was telling me. That's awful. I'm from Philly, so like I know how that goes. Not great.
Is it weird, Colleen, doing the show from home?
It is. You know what? It's weird in some respects, but in others, it's cool because I can just like wear a pair of shorts and have my dog chilling next to me the whole time. I also like don't have to worry about doing the back of my hair, which is cool. So it's all like very like one dimensional. but yeah, it's very strange because I don't normally use a teleprompter for stuff because I like, just to kind of be more conversational. But it is a challenge sometimes when there's like league initiatives and things that need specific wording and I'm trying to memorize it. And there's just like, I have like a bunch of photos and like old stuff in the corner. There's a bunch of toilet paper next to the camera. It's just an odd setting.
Colleen, I do want to ask you, what's it like working with Joe Thomas? Joe's a good friend of the show and friend here in Cleveland.
Joe is one of my favorites. I love working with Joe. He's such a joy. He's so professional. He's so much fun. Like, I just feel like every show I'm on with him is so easy because he's such a cool, down-to-earth, genuinely nice person. And he's just a boatload of fun, too. Him and his wife, I actually watched the Super Bowl with them. And it was just, it's so much fun. He's a dear friend. He, before this whole thing happened, I actually went out to dinner, me and my husband did with him when he was out here in L.A. So he's a great addition to NFL Network.
We're talking with Colleen Wolf for the NFL Network. Colleen, obviously everybody was excited about the schedule release. We were talking before how one of the really tough parts about everything right now is there's nothing to look forward to because we had the free agency and the draft and the schedule. Now there's like kind of we have a schedule. We have maybe baseball coming back. There's nothing, no vacations, nothing really much to look forward to. So it's been fun to have some of these events, free agency, the draft, and the schedule. There were questions each step of the way about whether they should happen. But I think the NFL did the right thing in doing all those things. What do you think?
I think so, too. I was actually talking to Roger Goodell the day of the draft, and I told him, I was like, thank you for not releasing the schedule yet, because I want something to look forward to. I don't want everything to be released at once. In fact, I kind of wish that they spread out the draft and did it, like, round by round once a week or something. I don't know. Like, let's draw this out as much as we can, because what else do we have right now? People would be normally planning vacations and getting ready for other things. And so you're right. it's been really tough, and I'm so happy that they were able to do this. They were able to do it in a way where everything was virtual, and I think it was even more personal than it's ever been before, especially for the draft, to be able to see all the coaches and GMs at their house and analyze and judge their setups, as we've been doing with everybody now. And you kind of get a chance to see them in their element, which is so, so rare, especially with NFL. I just think that the NFL is very buttoned up and conservative, and we cover players that have helmets that cover their faces. So we really don't get a chance to get to know the players and the coaches and the front office members like we have been able to do this year. And so I was really happy that we kind of continued in that fashion with the schedule release too, and didn't so much focus completely on the schedule, but we were able to talk to these different members of the franchises and just talk to them about the off season too, and the different questions that are surrounding the teams. It's been nice.
We're talking with Colleen Wolfe for the NFL Network. Colleen, everybody plays the schedule game. I mean, it's really dopey to do it, but we do it because it's fun. So we played the schedule game for the Browns. Dustin and I have both been saying we thought the Browns would go 8-8 this year, but we ended up randomly on playing the schedule game, picking the Browns ended up 9-7 when we both played it. When you look at the Browns' schedule and their off season and what they look like right now, what do you think about the Browns after all the hype last year and they fell on their face?
Give me 10 wins.
Oh, 10.
The Browns. No, listen. I think that when just looking at the schedule at first glance, I think it's a really tough way to start the season. You open facing the division champ, the league MVP, Lamar Jackson, on the road in Baltimore, then turn around on a short week for your home opener and have to play a prime time game there. I mean, it's going to be fun if it ends up happening, Thursday Night Football there with the Baker and Joe Burrow Bowl, I guess. But I like the fact that they have a week 9 bye. I think that really helps them. You never want that too early or too late. I also like the fact that, hey, they get a little bit of a weather break. Week 12, get to go down to Florida. That's nice at the end of November for everybody. And obviously a lot will be made of that Week 15 game, Odell returning to MetLife facing the Giants. But I like the moves that they've made in the offseason. I really like Kevin Stefanski. I think he brings a ton to this team. I think that he'll be able to maybe help balance the run game a little bit, sort of like what we've seen in Minnesota with the zone blocking teams that they have, that Gary Kubiak sort of brought in. And I think the fact that Kareem Hunt is not going to be suspended for 8 games definitely helps.
Colleen, there's only one question I have for you. As a Philly native, week 11, Eagles, Browns, come on. Who's taking that one?
Oh, come on. This is not fair. You can't ask me. No. Listen, let's see. Week 11, which week is this? Yeah, week 11.
November 22nd.
I know my audience very well. I'm going to say Cleveland, but I will deny it forever if anybody from Philly asks.
You're still a diehard Eagles fan, right?
Well, it's kind of hard to I'm not going to lie. I grew up there, and that's the team I grew up rooting for. And I feel like anybody that is in sports and says that they don't root for a team is full of, trash. Everybody that's in this industry is in it because we're all a fan at heart.
Right. Where did you grow up? I spent one season with the Eagles back in 06.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I grew up outside of the Philly, outside of the city in Fort Washington.
Okay,
but
nice.
I lived in the Queen Village section of the city for 6 years or so.
I like all the players. Most of I lived in Cherry Hill across the bridge, so it was.
Yeah, nice. Everybody lives in Jersey,
right?
Hey,
let me ask you this question, Colleen. Colleen Wolfe joins us from the NFL Network. You've got the Browns with Baker Mayfield. You've got Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, Ben Roethlisberger with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now Joe Burrow with Cincinnati. What's the most intriguing matchup you want to see this season in terms of the quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, I'm really, really interested to see what Ben Roethlisberger looks like when he gets back on the field.
Right.
I've seen what he looks like now. which, you know, everybody's doing different things during the off season and quarantine to work out, but he hasn't played for a while. And so I want to see sort of what he looks like on the field. But anytime I can see Lamar Jackson play, it's intriguing. I don't even care who he's playing, to be honest. It's so much fun to watch that offense and watch him play. So that's always at the top of my list. But I am really intrigued on the Browns home opener there. That week two matchup against Joe Burrow. I think that'll be really interesting because hopefully the season goes off as scheduled. It's such a fun schedule for so many different teams. And I'm really, really interested to see how this Browns offense looks with all of the additions that they've made and Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield, if he can take that next step, because it feels like maybe last year is just a mulligan.
Colleen, more exciting matchup week one, Breeze versus Brady or Mahomes versus Watson?
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. You got to go Brady and Breeze. It's such a classic matchup already, and it hasn't even happened. When you think about the past games that they've played, I guess, quote unquote, against each other, since they don't really face off against each other, but look, they're on the same field, it counts. They've only played 5 times together. Yeah. That is mind blowing. And Breeze, look, he has the edge right now, 3-2, but 2 of those games was when Breeze was a Charger. So right. You got to go all the way back. That game is so fun. It's just 2 old guys throwing around the football. I'm pumped about it.
If you had to take, I know there was a question asked earlier. We're going to talk about it. It was you need to score 1 touchdown. You got to go 90 yards. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, or Lamar Jackson. I don't know how you leave Russell Wilson off that list, but he was. You could throw him in too.
Or Breeze, or Drew Breeze.
Or Breeze. Yeah. Who are you taking?
Guys, or Nick Foles. I immediately thought I'm kind of torn between Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. Like, Russell Wilson's got to be on that list with all of the fourth quarter comebacks that he's engineered over his career. I've seen so many of them in prime time too. It feels like Russell Wilson is, I just can't get out of my head that game last year. I think it was Thursday Night Football. It was against the Rams and Tyler Lockett. I don't know what was better, the pass from Russell Wilson or the catch by Tyler Lockett. You know what? I've talked myself into it. Give me
there
Russell Wilson.
That's a good call. Colleen, stay safe. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
You got it. Colleen Wolf from the NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.